Okay, we're on the Mem Vav Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. We have a three-way machlokas. What creates geirus? Mila itself, and tvila is not ma'akev, or the opposite, or both. Okay, so Mora says like this. Let's start again from Tanur Rabbanan. Ger shemol velo tovel. Ger had mila, but he didn't have tevila. Rabbi Lezer Omer, he's a ger. Rabbi Lezer says, the maestro is a ger. Shekei motzinu bavoseinu shemol velo tovel. Because by the avos, either it's talking by Maimon Har Sinai, that when they were nichnas, tachas kanfei yashchina, they had mila, but there was no tevila over there. The Gemara doesn't explain that, according to Rabbi Lezer, there was no tevila. And so they were nichnas b'mila. And some say Avoseinu means the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. They were Nichnas Tachas, Chachas, Chanti, Ashkinda. They didn't have Tevila, they only had Mila, and that made them Jewish. That's not necessarily Jewish the way we understand Jewish, but it made them at least Mishpachas Avram Avinu, because that Shaila we had before, whether whether the Avos before Matan Torah had a din of Jews or a din of Bnei Noach. Right, even if they had a din of Bnei Noach, but they were special Bnei Noach. They may have not had yet the din of Yisrael, but they were nichnas tachas kanfei yashchina with mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Hareza Ger, she came out, oh, one second, mal, a toval velo mal, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Hareza Ger, by tvila without mila. So Rabbi Yeshua also, Rabbi Yeshua holds he is a ger. She came out, sino be mal, she toval velo mal. We find by the mos, say machlokas, whether the mos means by matan Torah, right? And there, obviously, the women couldn't have mila, so they must have had tvila, and tvila took the place of was for them geirus, or the mos, mamish the mos. The chachamim omrim tovav lo mal, mal lo tovav ein gerat shimo v'yitpo. And the chachamim hold you need both. Neither one by itself can create a geirus. Geirus is only if you have both mila and tvila. And we said that the Iker Geirus, Lemaise, is Kabbalah Sol HaMitzvahs. Otherwise, the Tevil and the Mila mean nothing. But once you're Makabal Mitzvahs, how do you affect that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? So one man the Omer says, Rabbi Lezer says, through Mila, and Rabbi Yeshua holds through Tevila, and the Chachamim hold you need both. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yeshua nomi nelet me'avos. L'chora, Rabbi Lezer learns from the Avos that they had Mila and there was no Tevila. So let Rabbi Yeshua also learn from the Avos. He learns from the Imos. Let him learn from the Avos. Rabbi Lezer nominaleth me Imos. And that Rabbi Lezer says that we learn from the Avos. Why doesn't he learn from the Imos? The Chitema, I'll tell you why Rabbi Lezer doesn't learn from the Imos. Why you don't learn from there that Mila is not Ma'akev, because ain't done an Efshem, a She'efshem. Because you don't learn something like a man. It's possible to have Mila, so maybe he needs Mila. The reason the Imos didn't have Mila is because not Shaykh. So you can't learn by men from women. Because by women it's not Shaykh Mila, Memela by men. Maybe there they do need Mila and Tevila. So Mora says, is that true? That you don't learn Efshe Mishi Efshe, Vatanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Menayin LePesach Doro, She'ein Bo Ela Menachulin. Rabbi Lezer, we see, learns Efshe Mishi Efshe. How do you know Pesach Doros has to come from Chulin and not from Maaser Sheni? You can't bring a Korban Pesach from Mos Maaser Sheni. Nemer Pesach b'Mitzrayim v'nemer Pesach b'Doros. Ma Pesach ha'omer b'Mitzrayim ain't bo ele min Achulin. A Pesach ha'omer l'Doros ain't bo ele min Achulin. Just like Pesach b'Mitzrayim couldn't have come from Maaser Sheni because there was none. So Pesach Doros can't come from Maaser Sheni. Omer le Rabbi Akiva v'chidon in Efshem v'shi'i Efshem. Right? How can you learn, right, where it's possible to have Maaser Sheni from where it was impossible? Right there by Pesach Mitzrayim, couldn't bring it from Maaser Sheni because it was impossible. There's no Maaser Sheni. But where it's possible Maaser Sheni, maybe you could bring it from Maaser Sheni. But you see, Rabbi Lezer learns the Donin Efshe Mishi Efshe. You do learn now from impossible situations. So how could you say Rabbi Lezer holds that we don't learn from the Imahos that Mila is Ma'ake because it's not Shaykh by the Imahos? Rabbi Lezer learns from things that aren't Shaykh. Omer le afal pi she'efshe ra'i gadola hu v'nilba imenu. Rabbi Lezer answered, no, even though it's Efshe, we learn Efshe mishe'i Efshe. So Rashi. Avoseinu shemalu bimei Moshe. Rashi learns avoseinu means the Shas Matan Torah. Kishiyotzim Mitzrayim v'yotzim mechlal b'nei Noach l'kabbalat Torah l'kabbal b'nei Hashchina. And Rashi also learns that the avos had a din of b'nei Noach. They only were yotzei midin b'nei Noach by Matan Torah. And the others who hold that avos can mean the avos mamish either can hold on the other side of the Shaila, right? The Parshas Drach and the Mishnah Melech, there's a whole arichus in this thing, whether the avos had a din of Yisrael or a din ben Noach. Right? They can either hold that the avos had a din of Yisrael, and they also were nichnas tachas going to become Yisrael, or like we said, lav dafka, that they were mamish Yisrael. They still had a din ben Noach, but they were special mishpachas Avram, special halachas applied to them. Mila, according to some, Gid Hanosha, they were at least makabel on themselves, right? The Rambam says they were makabel on themselves at tzedakah, meiser, right? Yitzchak added meiser. Each of the avos added mitzvahs, and those became incumbent on that family. How did you become part of that family mitzvahs? By mila and tefillah. Bimahos nisholseim shetovlu, right? The wives were tovel by Matan Torah. Kinev forish lekamon. We'll learn it out later on, that there was a tefillah by Matan Torah. Dim lo tovlu b'ma nichnasu sachas nashe, because if they didn't have tefillah, then what affected their geirus? Stam being mekabel mitzvahs can't create a geirus. You have to do something. Mishi'i efshir imol, si efshir lomu. Can we learn the fact that mila is not ma'akev by a man from the fact that women didn't have mila and became geirin? Geiros. Ela min achulin, v'lo midmei ma'isher sheni. Right? The Pesach Mitzrayim, Vaday came from Chulin and didn't come from Ma'aser Sheni. Takati Ma'aser Sheni Lohavi. There was no Ma'aser Sheni, so it couldn't come from Ma'aser Sheni. Ein Boel Melchun. So too, Pesach Doros, you can't bring it from Ma'aser Sheni. Lemute Midmei Ma'aser Sheni. Hochi Garsin Menachos Batota. Omale Rabbi Akiva Vechidonin Efsher. Uman Degoris Rabbi Yoshua Kasha. Om Rabbi Yoshua Donim Meimos. You can't be Goris over here, Rabbi Yoshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua says we do learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. So Rabbi Yeshua over here can't ask on Rabbi Lezer, I have a chidon in Efshar Mishi Efshar. So we have to go to Rabbi Akiva. Mishi Efshar mi Pesach Mitzrayim. The Haidel Obomin Amaiser di Efsharu. The Kati Maiser lo have it. Wasn't because it couldn't come from Maiser Sheni, because it was impossible. Okay. So the Mara says, the Mara asks, Ella, everybody agrees that tevila without mila, you can learn from the imahos, and that helps. Both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Ki plige b'mol v'lo tova. The only machlokas is by mila without tevila. Tevila without mila, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold the ger. But by mila without tevila, that's the shayla. Rabbi Lezer, y'all left me avos. Rabbi Lezer learns from the avos that they had mila without tevila, and therefore mila without tevila also creates geirus. Rabbi Yeshua be avos nami tevila havi, and Rabbi Yeshua learns that by the avos there's also tevila by Matan Torah. Minale, where do we know that by the avos there was tevila? Ilei mamadichsiv lechel ha'on v'kidashtom hayom u'machor v'chibsusim losam. Says by Matan Torah. Well, and those who learn that avos means the avos would learn that if by Matan Torah was like that, Mistama, that's how it worked before Matan Torah too, by the avos. We see there was such an inyan of tevila. So it says, go and be makadish the am, the chibsu simlosa. Right? So pashas, most of the time, or much of the time, when it says the chibsu simlosa, doesn't mean to clean their clothes. It means to tovel the clothes. Right? To put them in the mikveh. There are many cases where you don't need kibus begad. The person becomes tameh, his clothing doesn't become tameh, he becomes tameh. So he needs tefillah, but his clothing don't need tefillah. Where you need kibus begad, there's a worse tumah. Kol shekein, the person himself needs tefillah. So if by Matan Torah there was kibus begad, which meaning tefillah for the begad, then there surely was tefillah for the person. So obviously they had tefillah before Matan Torah. Mara says no, but Dilma Nikius Bialma. Maybe it wasn't tefillah, but it was only to clean their clothes. They should have nice clean clothes for Yom Tov. And in fact, the Targum, Rashi says, wherever the Targum says, V'yitzaba, right, it means tefillah. One second, where it says, give me a chumash with a Targum. So it either says, sometimes the Targum says the Yitzaba for the Yechabes Begodov, and sometimes it says, I think, the Yechavrun. Where it says the Yechavrun, it means to clean them Nikius. Where it says the Yitzaba, it means Tvila. So let me just see which one it is. Where it means to clean your clothes physically, it says v'yichavru. Where it means tvila, then the Targum says v'yitzaba. If you look at the Targum by the chibsus in losam, the Targum says v'yichavru levusheyam, which means that the Targum held that, like the Gemara says over here, right? Maybe it's only nekius bi'alma istaka d'emes. They didn't have to total their clothing, right? So really, there's no raya from here. It was only stam putting in the clothing. What?
The
chavrum with a vav, right?
So it's like
to make white. Like to white, right? You know, to launder your clothing. The only problem is with that is that lechora, why do they have to launder their clothing? It says the whole 40 years they were in the midbar, they never had to wash their clothing. Simloschel of balsa, the anoni akovad used to come and rub against them and wash their clothing, then take it off. They had a human car wash. So what do they have to do? Unless you say they had to walk into the, you know, they had to walk into the car wash, and everybody should walk into the Yonon, and but it's not Mastaber like that. Mastaber did it happen automatically. So the Chora, how could it be that they had to go wash their clothing if they never had washed their clothing in the Midbar? It was done automatically for them. So I'm trying to say that when it comes to Torah, everything has to be done with Amal and Yegia. Even the Hachamas from Matan Torah, they had to wash their own clothes. Torah can't come easy. Torah can't come automatically. And even the Hachonis from Matan Torah had to come the Amal V'Yegia. So even though it means taka to wash your clothing, and they never had to wash their clothing in the Midbar from Matan Torah, they had to go and wash their own clothing. But in any case, the Targum taka says, Lefi, what the Gemara's Dechia is over here. Maybe that's not Tvila. Maybe it's only Nikios. The Targum taka says that. So you can't learn from here because maybe it doesn't mean tvila, maybe it means washing your clothes. Moshe made hazor from the dam of the shlomim that they made by Har Sinai. He sprinkled it on them. Right? The ein hazor below tvila. That there's no hazor without tvila. Tosa says there's two kinds of tvilas by hazor. By Hazor of Paraduma. First you have to have a Tvila in order that you should be able to makabel the Hazor. So after you finish the 7 day, the 3 days, before you get Hazor, you have to have a Tvila. And the second thing on the 7th day. Before the Hazor, you have to have a Tvila. Tvila always precedes the Hazor. And then after the 7th day, you have a Hazor. You finish the program, you have to have another tefillah. That finishes off the tahara. So there's a tefillah before the hazor, and there's a tefillah after. But there's no such thing as hazor without tefillah. Right? So, therefore, by Matan Torah, there must have been a tefillah, because there was hazor. So since they were nichnas with tefillah, and milah, we know for sure they had bris milah, so you need both. Rabbi Yeshua, right, Rabbi Yeshua, Tvila bi imahos min olon. Where does Rabbi Yeshua know that there was Tvila by the imahos? Svarahu, dim kain, v'ma nichnesu tachas kanfei hashchina. Right? So Mila without Tvila, Rabbi Yeshua holds, is okay. Because the imahos had what's it called Tvila without Mila. So we learn from there Tvila without Mila is okay. And Rabbi Lezer holds Mila without Tvila is right. Now Mila without Tvila, Rabbi Lezer holds no good. And Rabbi Yeshua holds no. We learn from the Imahos that they only had Tvila. That's good enough. Right? And how do you know the Imahos had Tvila? Right? Because if not, right, Baman Nichnasu Kanta in the game, Baman Nichnasu Takas Kanta Yashrina. If they didn't have Tvila, then what affected their Gavis? Mila couldn't do it. So there, Tvila alone was good enough. And we learn, Efshur Mashiach Efshur, that Tvila without Mila is also good. Okay. Rashi. The Mokum Shein Ton Kibush, Kigon Balkari, Bialma. Regular Balkari, he becomes Tomei, but his clothing don't become Tomei because he's a Balkari. Tchsiv Rochas B'mayim V'Tomei Et Horeb. V'lo Ksiv Yechavish Begodav. His begotten don't become Tommy because he became a Balkari. Mokum Shaton Kibus, Kigon Bekibul Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, the Siva Kibsu Simlosam, where by Matan Torah they had a Tovel that their begotten, surely they had a Tovel themselves. Where it says, Dilmana Kiyos Bialma, Hahu Kibus Labishim Tumahu, the Liton Tvila Mikavachomer. It didn't have to be Tovel their begotten, and then there's a Kavachomer that had a Tovel their bodies. They had to whiten their clothing. In other words, make their clothing clean for the cover of Torah. He threw the blood on the people. That was hazor, sprinkling of the blood. Later on, the Gemara will discuss why this man hazeh. Then there could be any geirus because the chori you need hazor. You need Hazor's Korbanos. And a gear has to bring a Korban. And Lechora, why don't we need Hazor Bisman Hazeh? And if a gear couldn't bring the Korban, then Lechora can't become a gear. So I think I'm going to learn out that that's not Ma'akir. Okay. Later. Omra B'chia Baraba, Omra B'yochanan. La'olam eino gear ad shiyimo v'yitbo. So again, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua argue if Tvila without Mila is good, right? What's it called? Mila without Tvila is for sure good. And the Machlokas is where... No, the opposite. Tvila without Mila is for sure good, because we learn from the Imahos, and Don in Efshur, Mishi Efshur. The Machlokas is Mila without Tvila. Was there a Tvila by Har Sinai or not? And if you hold there wasn't a Tvila, at least for the men, then Mila alone will help. Okay. But the Chachamim hold no. You need both always. Omer Pchia Baraba, Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam eno gerat she'imo v'yitbo. Right? Pchia Baraba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you need both. What is this Pshita? Yochanan, Rabbi, Lachi, Rabbi. We had three women achlokas, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold, you need both. So of course, the Halacha is like the Chachamim, you need both. Where it says, Man Chachomim, Rabbi Yossi. No, the Chachomim is not a rabbi. The Chachomim is a third sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So it's really a three-way machlokas of Yechidim. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had a paskin that even though it says Chachomim, it means Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Titania, Hari Shabavi Omer Malti Velo Tovalti. The ger comes and says, I had bris mila, but I didn't have tvila. So matbila no so. Umabekach, div Rabbi Yehuda. So we give him a tvila. We believe him. He had mila, and we're tovel him, right? That's what Yehuda says. And why? Because anyway, he's a gear. The mila itself created the gears. So we're matbil him l'ravcha de milsa, extra hither. But even if we weren't matbil him, he'd still be a gear. So it's not that we're creating the gears, believing him that he had mila. We don't know if he had mila in front of a bezdin, or if he had mila l'shem gears. So. But still, it doesn't make a difference. Because Lemaisa, were what's it called, we're tovel him only lehidr. Because the mila itself, you can see at bris mila. And that's enough. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't matbilin. Right? You can't be matbilin. Because that will create the geiris, and we have to know if he's an honest geir, so he has to go through the whole process. Lefichach matbilin geir b'shabas div Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, since the Geirus is created by Mila, and he already had Mila, you could be told to him on Shabbos. You're not changing his status. So it doesn't look like Tikkun Mana. like you're creating something, making something that was possible into kosher. Is like making something that was broken into fixed. So Yehuda holds that the tefillah is not necessary, really. It's just a hither. You could be tovel ager on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't matbilin. And Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the tefillah creates the geirus, you need both milah and tefillah, so therefore you have to have what's it called, you can't do it on Shabbos. Omer Mar. Lefichach matbilin ger b'Shabbos, pshita. If you hold that the tefillah doesn't affect the geirus, so why can't you be tovel on Shabbos? Right? A regular person can be tovel on Shabbos. Or says, Kivin dobri Yehuda, v'chad asagya, heichat amal lefoneinu matbilin. Right? Since, what, pshita, Kivin dobri Yehuda, v'chad asagya, heichat amal lefoneinu matbilin. Since he already was mal, right, what are you creating now with the tefillah? Of course you can make a tefillah. What's the chiddush? Mar says, my lefichach. Now, why does it say lefichach? Therefore, you can, what's the idea? Mal the same, Rabbi Yehuda tefillah ikur. U tefillah b'Shabbos lo. To come a sack in Gavra. Kamash Malon, to Rabbi Yehuda, oh ho. Right? That what's it called? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, really, the tefillah is the ikur. We don't know if the guy had a kosher meal or not. So we're not building there, not lehider. We're not building there because either one of the two creates geirus. So now we'll be not building l'shem geirus, and we'll ignore the milah. If that's the case, then you can't do it on Shabbos. Kamash milah, no. That Rabbi Yehuda does not hold either this or that. He holds that the milah is the ikur, and we believe him. We see he has a bris milah, believe him that he had a bris milah, and the tefillah is only an extra hider, and maybe he could do it on Shabbos. Rashi. Matbilin also, v'havi ki Yisrael ma'alya, v'ein sorech livdok be'edim im milos l'shem mitzvah milah. We see he had a bris milah. We don't know if it was a shame mitzvah milah, or maybe when he was a kid, and they gave him milah for hygienic reasons. So we don't know, but we can, what's it called? So we're matbil him lehidr, but really, we believe him that the milah was done l'shem geirus. Mar says, u'mabekath, ein milos l'shem milah, Hoil b'tovo b'tvila sogi, right? I mean, he thinks, the Gemara says, that when Rabbi Yehuda said, we'll matbil him, right? It's because that creates the geirus, and then the mila is of no consequence, because it doesn't make, you don't need mila and tvila, you need either one. Ein matbilim, shema arovi moil, the givoni moilu. Maybe he wasn't moil l'shem mitzvah mila, and that doesn't create a geirus. Maybe he's an Arab, who had a bris when he was a kid from the Arabs. Or a givoni mo, right? Or like today, people have bris milah for what's it called, hygienic reasons. The tzorek lahatav the man of dam bris, the Rabbi Yossi tarti boy. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need milah and tefillah. So being tovel him, if the milah wasn't a shem mitzvah, it's not going to help. So you have to do hatofas dam bris. In any case, so we're not matbil him and make him think that now he's a full-fledged Jew. We have to first be matif dam bris, and then we can give him tefillah. Lefichach, hol Rabbi Yehuda v'chad asagya, matbilin b'Shabbos ger shemol et molefaneinu. Right, a ger that was mal yesterday in front of us. We know that he's a full-fledged ger. You could be tovel him on Shabbos. We tovel him lemahadrin. But the real gerus was affected by the milah, and it's not that he came before us with a bris milah. It's that he came before us yesterday. And he was mild with Nebezdin, L'shem Mitzvah. Now on Shabbos, he could be tovelit. The Ramila Sogile, the Chimotabli Le Bishab, Salom Sakni Gavra. Hochi Garcin, and Omar Mar, Lefichok Madbilan Ger Bishabbos, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Pshita, Kivan Rabbi Yehuda, Bechabbos Sogi, Hechi the Molafonenu Madbilan. So Mar says, no, I might think that Rabbi Yehuda holds that really the Tevila is the Ikur, not the Mila. And therefore, you couldn't do the tefillah on Shabbos. So therefore, it says no. Rabbi Yehuda holds either one. The milah's the ikur, tefillah ikur, the ha milah shamin and laid the kamar mabekach. Right? What do we care about the milah? So I might think that the tefillah's the ikur. Kamash milah, no. Either one. If he was mal lefaneinu, he's a full fledged ger without any tefillah. And now, if we're tovel him, it's not making him into a ger, therefore he could do it on Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Matpilin. 1 second, where are we up to? Boy, Rabbi, okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Matpilin. Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't be tovel him on Shabbos. Even if he had a bris milah of the Fanenu on Friday, you can't be tovel him on Shabbos, because he's not a ger until he has both. Pshita, kivin domer Rabbi Yossi tarti bo even tekune gavra b'Shabbos lo misaknina. Right, so it's obvious that you can't make a gerus on Shabbos because it's tikkun gavra. Right, mal desema Rabbi Yossi mila ikar for hasam hu delo havi mila b'fanenu. When did Rabbi Yossi say that we're not matbil him? Right, because that's only where we weren't sure if the mila was kosher or not. But if we were sure the mila was kosher, then we could be matbilim too, because the ikar is the mila, right? And therefore the tefila is called mutar on Shabbos. Aval hecha the havya mila b'faneinu eimal litbo ze b'shabsa kamash malon the Rabbi Yossi tarti boy, that neither one by itself is a good geiris. You need both, and therefore until he has tefila, even if he had a kosher mila, he's not a geir. So the geirus doesn't become effective until the tefillah. Tefillah can't be on Shabbos. She? No, he finished Rashi's.
So who's being the second one?
What?
Who's being the second one?
Either the person's matbil him or the geir himself is a goy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Gabor Ka'achas. If he'll be told, he'll be a Jew.
And at the time. He's not until he comes out.
Yes, so fine. But he now, what's it called, when he's coming out, he's being masakin himself through a tefillah. So he can't do that. He'll be a Jew at the time that he came out of the tefillah, which is the finishing of the tefillah, and then he's a masakin mana. So he can't do that. The pasuk means even the basin can't do it, because it looks like they're told, like told the keli on what's it called, tefillah's keli on Shabbos. Looks like you're masakin the kli.
And then above on the base, the last quarter of the daf. Omar Rava. Uv dehave bei Rebchia bar Rebbe. Maisa happened in the yeshiva, the Beis Din of Rebchia bar Rebbe. Rav Yosef masna Rebbe Oshio bar Rebbe, and Rav Yosef said that Rav Oshio bar Rebbe was also there. Rav Safra masna Rav Oshio bar Rebchia. And Rav Safra adds that Rav Oshio bar Rebchia was also there. So there were three dayanim there. The Osula Kamei Ger Shemol Velotovo. A Ger came to them who had Bris Mila, but he didn't have Tevila. Omer Lei Shohikan Aglamachar Venat Belinoch. So he told him, and it was at night, so he couldn't be Tovel at night. So he said, wait till tomorrow and we'll Tovel you. Shmami no Tlas. So we learn from this Maisa three things. Shmami no Ger Tzorek Shlosha. First of all, the fact that everybody had to say who was there, and it tells us you need three people for gerus. You have to have a basin. Ushma mina eno gerat shiim over yitbo. And also that you need both mila and tefila. And the Ramban says, maybe he just did it lehidr, as we said before. Even the Mandiomer holds that mila without tefila helps, but lehidr, you have tefila too. But if it would have been only lehidr, then he wouldn't have made him wait till the next day, could have done it at night. The tefillah was only lehidr, it could have been done at night also. So the fact that he made him wait till the next day means that the tefillah was an integral part of the gerus. Ushma mino ein matbil in ger balayla. And also, you can't be matbil a ger balayla. Right? Some Rishonim learn that even b'di'evet doesn't help. And the Rambam holds that b'di'evet, if you're tovel balayla, it helps. Just l'chatchila, you can't be tovel balayla. Versus the name of Shmami no Nami Boin and Mumchim. All of these were smuchim or mumchim. So let's say you need mumchim also. Mar said Dilm of the Iklu. Maybe that just happened to be that the three were mumchim. But not Lav Davka. And you can't say that maybe there would just happen to be there were three. Because the fact that Rav Safra said that Rav Oshio of Rav Chia was there, right, had no bearing except to tell me that they needed three people. So three people was important. But the fact that there were mumchim just happened to be that that's the way it worked out. Let's see, Rashi. Uv dehave be Reb Chiya barebi, Reb Yosef masni Reb Oshia barebi, kolom Reb Oshia nomi havi behavi Reb Chiya. He was also there. Rav Safra Masni, the Af Reb Oshia Reb Chiya havi badai. Rav Safra says that there was a third person. Reb Oshia Reb Chiya also was there. Shoyo in the Lilo, it was at night. He said, wait till tomorrow and we'll be told with you. Shmami nomi Rav Safra, the Omer Tauta havi ger Tzorah Shlosha. Right, and the fact that Rav Safra said, had a report to us that there was a third person there, right, we learn from there that you need three people to make a gerus. Okay. Omer Rav Chiya bar, no. We have Mishpat? Dilma Iklu, Deboinen, right, Deboinen Mumchin, Kihanech Tautin, Gavi Rabon Ravavi. These were Mumchin. Tosfaka says, right, we're going to learn that we learn from the fact that you need three from the fact that it says Mishpat. So really, by Mishpat, you need Mumchin. So why by Geirus don't you need Mumchin? So Tosa says, either because we do the Shlichus of them, right? We're the shluchim of the original mumchim, which is the one svara why dinim help today, the chlal. Or it's a takonat rabbanim, shlotinul delis b'fnei gerim. Just like they were mesakim, that a beis din of not mumchim can judge cases of loans in order that people should loan money, because they won't be able to have a court case if people don't pay them, they won't loan money to begin with. So Shavotino Devas Bifnei Lovim, they were Mesakin that even people who are not Mumchim can judge. And Memel over here, the same thing. We see that there's an Indian, we want Gerim. We don't actively look for them, but we don't want to close the door in the face of Gerim. And therefore, there has to be a way for a Ger to become a Ger. If you need Mumchim, it would make it very difficult. So therefore, they were mesakin that you don't need mumchim. Okay. Others learned that bechlal, there's no inyan of mumchim bechlal. We only learn three from mishpat, but we don't learn all of the dinim from that. And even in HaTorah, there's no inyan of mumchim. Okay. Gemara says, Dilma de'iklu, hachi havi maisa, de'isramu, rabbonin, kihani. Happened to be the three rabbonim of this stature got together. But in Echadam, you didn't have to have rabbonim of that stature, but you need three. Aval gimel vari shaminim minika polygraph safra umosif ad the havutalta. The fact that Rav Safra had a report that there was a third person there, and he tells me you needed three. But who the people were, that happened to be just the way it worked out. Okay. Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. Ger tzorek gimel. You need three people to affect the gerus. Mishpat ksibe. It says Mishpat. Rashi, where does it say Mishpat? Mishpat echad yelachem v'lager. Vein Mishpat pochus migimel. It says Mishpat yelachem v'lager hagor besochem. For geirus also you need Mishpat. Tana Rabbani. Mishabo v'omar gerani yochol nikablenu. Somebody comes and claims to be a ger. So I might think, we're just makablen, believe him. Right. So Tosa says that somebody comes and says that they're Jewish. So we believe them. We have a riot from the Gemara in Sochem we learned a while back. That a goy came and he claimed to be Jewish and he wanted Korban Pesach and they gave him Korban Pesach. It was only later they found out that he was a goy. Yehuda ben Beseir, told them to ask for the Aliyah. When he came, he asked for the Aliyah is Nikra and his Beach, and they checked into him, they found there was a goy, and they killed him in the end. So, but Mashm in the beginning, they gave him Korban Pesach. Somebody comes and says he's a Jew, you believe him. And what's it called? That is if he claims to be a Jew. If he claims to be a Ger, l'chara we should believe him with a Migul. Right, believe me that I'm telling you I'm a Ger, because if I wanted to lie, I could have told you I was a Jew, and you would have believed me. Okay, so therefore it's talking over here, where we knew the Chatchila Tosa says that he was a goy, he has no migul, and he tainas that he was a ger. We knew that he was the Chatchila a goy, and he claims he was a ger. So I might think that you believe him. Talmud Lomar itcha ben Mursikla. It's talking where we see that he has a bris mila, but maybe he was a mohel because of hygiene, or maybe he's an Arab. Talmud Lomar itcha ben Mursikla. Right? You have to have a chazok. You have to know that he's a ger. Bo the aid of him, Momenayim. How do I know that if he comes with Aidim that you do believe him? And the Gemara is going to ask Pshita if he has Aidim that say that they know for sure that he was Megayer. What's the Kshay? Talmud Lomar v'chi yogur itcho ger ba'artzechem. Okay, Rashi. Yochel makabel noso lo natzichenu hatofes dam brisu tvila. I might think we'll just makabel him, and if we can't prove that he's a ger, and we shouldn't need to make hatofes dam bris and be makbil him again, to make him a full-fledged gear. Bo the eid of him, so the Torah says, because itcha, it has to be mursik. And if he's not mursik, then we can't accept him, and he has to go through the process again in front of us. Bo the eid of him, menayin shenemon, if he came with aid, then how do you know he is believed? Tamad lomar v'chiyogar mikomako. Well, the common porach, given the eid of him, pshito, me boy, crow, any apostle to tell me if the guy is aid, that he's a gear, that we believe him. Of course you believe aid. So Mar is going to answer that in a little while. Okay. Ainli ela be'eretz. I might think that you can only be makabel geirim in Eretz Israel, but in Chutz Lar it's not. And Tosfos, what's the havamina? Geiris is a mitzvah shebegufo. But their psukim that what's it called that says be'eretz chiyoger ichem. What's it called? The pasuk says ba'aretz. I might think it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, or I might think that's not minat Torah. Really, makabel gerim all over the world, but in Eretz Yisrael, we're more convinced that because of the shevach of Eretz Yisrael, he won't regret it and he'll remain a ger. And the Chutz Lars are afraid that he may renege, and therefore we're not makabel gerim for fear that they're going to go back to what they were. Right. So that's the question. In the ela ba'aretz, b'Chutz Lars menayim. How do I know that makabel gerim in Chutz Laretz? Talmud Lomar itcha b'chol makom sheitcha. Wherever you are, you can makabel gerim. In Kain, ma Talmud Lomar ba'aretz. So why does it say ba'aretz? Ba'aretz tzarech lahavi raya. The Chutz Laretz ain't tzarech lahavi raya, because in Eretz Yisrael you have to bring a raya that you're a ger. And in Chutz Laretz, we'll see in a second why you don't have to bring. Divrei Reb Yehuda. That's what Reb Yehuda says. The Chachamim omrim bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz tzarech lahavi raya. Doesn't make a difference in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. You always have to bring a raya, and if you don't, then you have to be Megayer again. Okay, let's see Rashi. B'chol makom she'itcha, the common porach, we already learned from itcha that it has to be mukhzak lach. So we're learning from itcha again that wherever you are. So how can you learn two things from the same pasuk? Tzarech lahavi raya, shebebezin is gayer. In Eretz Yisrael, he has to bring a raya that he was nisgayer in a base. Shema givoni mohu. Maybe he's a, what's it called, a givoni, who has a bris mila, an eved. Or he's a, what's it called, an aravi mohu, right, an Arab. Or he got a bris mila because of medical reasons. Umishum shivcha d'Eretz Yisrael, hu d'ka'amar hachi umishaka. And in Eretz Yisrael, we're afraid that somebody wants to look like a Jew, because he'll get rights, aliyah rights. That's why he wants to look like a Jew. Or he wants to join a basketball team. It's this extra tall guy, so maybe we're afraid of you. That's the reason he wants to be a ger. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're afraid that a guy's going to come to be Megayer, say that he's a ger when he wasn't, because of the shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Now he wants to get the benefits of Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laretz, we're not choshish for that. Why in the world would any goy want to claim to be a Jew in Chutz Laretz? What benefits does he have? So therefore, if he says it, we believe him. Why would he lie? That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Okay, Mara says, Bahu ve'ed of imo, krol omali. If the guy came with Aiden that testified that he's a ger, why do I need a apostle to tell me we believe the Aiden? We always believe Aiden. Omer of Sheishis, ta'amre shomanu shenizgayer v'bezen shoploni. They didn't say we saw him be Megayer. If they were witnesses to the Gairus, of course you don't need a apostle. They testifying of what they saw. But they didn't see it. They said, we heard that he was Megayer in this Beis Din. Okay. So normally, Edus of Mipi Hashmua, right, we heard this, somebody told us this, is meaningless. Eid Mipi Eid. Right? Edus Mipi Hashmua. So I might think, Sokadaitech lo lehem nayu. I might think that you shouldn't believe them. Kamash Malon, that you do. That's the girsa that Rashi has. Others have the girsa, right? What's it called? Sokadaitech lehem min. I might think you believe them. So you need a pasuk to tell me in that situation doesn't help. But in real aid, this helps. Okay. Ba'aretz. Okay, it says in the pasuk Ba'aretz. Okay. Ein li ela Ba'aretz. B'chutz la'aretz minayin. Right? I might think you're Makabel Gerim only in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know you're Makabel Gerim in Chutz La'aretz? Tamalomer itcha. B'chol makom she'itcha. We learned it already from Itcha that the Mursikla, that you don't just stand believe somebody who comes and says he's a ger, but he has to be Mursik. Chada mi Itach. The Chada mi Amcha. That's how the Girsa. We have the Gra has the Girsa. The Chada mi Itchem. Ki Yogur Itchem ger. Hager Hagor Itchem. So first says Ki Yogur Itcha ger. Then it says Hager Hagor Itchem. So the first one we learn from Itcha, and the second one from Itchem. The Chachamim Omrim, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Lorech L'Havi Raya. Whether it's an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, you always have to be a Raya, even a Chutz La'aretz. Right? A Goy who says he's a Jew, in Chutz La'aretz has to be a Raya. Ay, the Elohokzi Ba'aretz, so Raya says Ba'aretz. Right, and we know that Makabel Gerim Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. So, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and B'chutz La'aretz? Ahumi Boyalei Dafilu Ba'aretz Makabelim Gerim. Just the opposite. And now I need a pasuk to tell me that we're Makabel Gerim in Eretz Yisrael, because I have a havamina to think that you're only Makabel Gerim in B'chutz La'aretz. Why? The Sokadai Techamina Mishum Tivusa Eretz Yisrael Kamagayer. And I think the reason he's being Magayer is because he wants to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So he's not doing it the same Shammai. So we shouldn't be Makabel Gerim in Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael for fear that they have an ulterior motive. Now Shane came, what's it called in Chutz La'aretz? He has no ulterior motive. Why in the world would a guy want to be a Jew in Chutz La'aretz? So therefore, he's doing it the same Shammai. So I might think that in Eretz Yisrael, we should always be choshish that he's being the guy or because of the Tov of Eretz Yisrael, the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Kamash Malano. So Hashtanami, as of today, when the tuva of Eretz Yisrael isn't there, right? It's not anymore Eretz Zovas Cholav Dvash, because it's the Shomamu Oleha Oiveha, as long as Mashiach isn't here. In fact, the Satmar Rebbe says that some say that the biggest proof that Mashiach is either on the threshold, or they say that the Geula started, is that it says when Eretz Yisrael will start producing Peiros again, there's no greater simon that the kate is here than when Eretz Yisrael will start producing fruit. So people say that that's today. Right? It's for years and years Eretz Yisrael was desolate, that Jews came back, and now Eretz Yisrael produces fruit. So the Marsha, Taka says, and the Satmar Rebbe says clearly, like this Marsha, that doesn't mean that's going to produce fruit. Anybody plants well and puts in sprinkler systems, right? Not like the Arabs, it'll produce fruit. It produces fruit for the Arabs too when they've planted Kramim and Zaysim here for years. What it means is it's going to produce fruit like it did in the time of Shimon ben Shetach, right? A supernatural fruit, kloyo, a chitim the size of kidneys or whatever. That hasn't happened. That's the simen that the cates is, not just a tzamet, that itself produces fruit. And here it says the Beferish, that Bizman Hazel, meaning tzamet the Gemara. Tzamet the Gemara, they had Kramim, they had fields, they had things in Eretz Yisrael. Right? There were people living in Eretz Yisrael. There was a whole Talmud Yerushalmi. But it says the Tivusa, the Eretz Zovah Shchol of Advash, didn't exist then. So that's no better than our time is no better than them.
So, all the destructive areas, the way they were rebuilt.
Whatever.
The places that are rebuilt, it says also the same regarding fruit, that also that places that were destroyed are rebuilt.
I don't know. I know the Gemara doesn't speak about the poisonous fruit. The Gemara speaks about that the harim will be the produce fruit. That's what it says. Building places, anybody can build places.
It's
I'm saying that anybody can rebuild places. It's not. It's something that's totally in the bechira of a person. The fact that the fruit will be produced is something that's min hashamayim. You can't guarantee that, but you can build places. So it can't be that the building of the places should be the simon. But the fact that food will be produced and wasn't produced before, that's a simon. But that, the Marsha says, it's not stam food. It means the supernatural thing that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And here the Gemara is mashma like that. The hashtanami, the leka tivusa, ika leka tshikhopeya, maisar oni. That is leka tshikhopeya, maisar oni. Maybe the guy wants to be a Jew to get the benefits of living in Eretz Israel, of all these things. So some bring a raya that if that's the case, leket shichapeya don't apply in chutzlaris. Right? And the Rambam holds it in the Rabbanan, it does apply in chutzlaris. So they say that what's it called, that the ikra is maisar oni. Maisar oni for sure doesn't apply in chutzlaris. And just added leket shichapeya is an extra added thing. Kamash Malah, no, that we're not choshish, that the goy is coming and saying he's a Jew because of these benefits, but he means it l'shem shemayim, even in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Abchia bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, halacha bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzorech v'havi raya. So halacha is, like the Chachamim, that you have to bring a raya if you claim to be a ger, and like Tosa says, and we know you were a goy to begin with, right, you have to bring a raya both in Eretz Yisrael, both in chutz la'aretz. What's a cheetah? Yochid v'ram, alochid v'ram, what do I need to pass again? It's a machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. So of course, halacha is like the Chachamim. Now the same, the stabber time of the Rabbi Yehuda to come asai lekroi to mashmalon, and I think that what Rabbi Yehuda said makes more sense because the psukim seem to say like him. To mashmalon, no, they can learn the psukim like the chachamim, and the halach is like the chachamim. Rashi. Meincha ger v'tosha v'chai imoch. Meimach, the leka tova, the pasuk cholav and dvash. This man hazeh, the cholav and dvash of Eretz Yisrael doesn't exist anymore. The kamasai kroy, the ha imcha komakum sheitcha mashma afilu baaretz uva artzachem lomali. So we already have a pasuk that says that you makabel gerim even in Eretz Yisrael. What do you need the artzachem? And the lav araya kroy, that in Eretz Yisrael you have to bring a raya. The quite the Beretz Sorech Lavi Raya, the low Bechutz Lars. It's master from the Psukim like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim have to dray the Psukim a little bit. So I might think, therefore, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, Kamash Mulan, not like that. Milchsid Ger Eitzel Ushvatitem, Mikan Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Boy Based Him. Ger Yehuda. Tana Rabban, that's the next piece. Ushvatitem Tzedek, Bein Ishu, Bein Ochiv, Bein Gero. Says Ushvatetem, Mikan Om Rabbi Yehuda Gersh Neskayer Vaisin Haris a Ger, Beinola Veinatsmo Eino Ger. Right. From here we learn that a Ger, in order to be a Ger, has to be Neskayer and Vaisin. The Vaisin is part of the process. And if he did it by himself, right, even if he had Tvila and Mila, but there wasn't a Vaisin, he's not a Ger. Maisa Be'echa Chebolef Ne Rabbi Yehuda, Vomerlon Neskayarti Beinila Veinatsmi. So the Maisa, I think we're going to stop here because this goes all the way till the end of the Omid of what happened with this Ger that came. Let's just see the Rashi till here. Midachsiv Ger Eitzel Ushvatetem. It says Uven Gero. So the fact that it mentions Ger in the same pasuk of Ushvatetem means that you have to have a Beis Din. And even though the halacha is that b'di'evit, even one person who was done, b'di'evit is good, right? Mumcha, yochid mumcha can be done. But l'maisa, the what's it called, the Rishonim say over here, we learn it from this pasuk, which is talking about shvatetem, is tchilas hadin always has to have three. Gemar din is a machlokas. And the Geiris is always considered like Tchilas Adin. Both the Tvila and the Mila, both of them. Since you need both of them, both of them are considered tchilas din, and you always need a beis din. And therefore, a ger is nisgayer without a beis din, and we'll see as we go on what is ma'akev. Let's say the ger had mila without a beis din, or tvila without a beis din, but he had kabbalas hamitzvahs in front of beis din. So which of those three things is ma'akev? Right? Or he had mila and tvila, but the kabbalas hamitzvahs wasn't in front of beis din. Right? So there we'll see. But in any case, whatever affects the geirus, you need at some point a beis din. The chatchili, you need a beis din for all three things. And the d'eved, right, if he didn't have a beis din at all, for sure he's not a geir. Okay. And the beis din has to be a kosher beis din, obviously. So if the people who constitute the beis din are puzzled, then it's not a beis din. So that's another ingredient in making a kosher geirus.